Happy late podcast, everyone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'll just get that out of the way. We're late. It's because I had a sore throat. And I was not feeling good. I'm doing my best now to try and be as entertaining as possible. Because yesterday I was boring. I was just dead all day. I was gross. Ugh, I don't even want to think about it. But we have a cool podcast this week. We're going to be, for some reason, our Coloring Pages podcast did really good on Spotify. I shouldn't say, like, really good as in it got, like, hundreds of views. I mean, like, it got more than normal. So that's what I mean by it did good. So this week, we are decorating our pumpkins that we got at a pumpkin patch near us.
On Monday? Yeah.
Was it Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Monday. And that was really cool. That was a lot of fun. We did a lot of cool stuff there.
They had so much cute animals. They had, like, little goats.
They did have really cute animals.
And they had pony.
Mm-hmm.
Pony was so cute.
They did have a pony, so... Yeah, Jocelyn wanted to go to a pumpkin patch, take cute couple pictures. I thought I looked kind of cute in my flannel. You looked really cute in your jacket. But, yeah, so we got some pumpkins. I think I got two mini orange ones. I'm not sure.
We got them a while ago. We put them all in the same bag. We kind of forgot which ones were
yeah.
these.
Yeah, and you have, like, a cool reddish-yellow tie-dye one. Mm-hmm. That I'm kind of jealous of. And you have a mini white one, and then we both have white pumpkins.
Like,
I don't really know.
They're like medium
to small. Yeah,
size.
They're like medium small. Because we don't have a lot of room in our dorm, so like. If we got a whole pumpkin, I don't even know where I could fit that.
No, I don't know.
So.
We figured we'd color them instead of carving them. Maybe yeah. we'll carve them like.
Yeah.
More towards Halloween, but, like, right now, we're, like, in a college dorm.
It would smell like
pumpkins.
Know.
Yeah, I don't know if they would let us, but...
It would be nasty.
So we're just gonna color on them.
Yeah.
Draw some cool stuff, maybe.
And we'll entertain you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Do you want the black marker?
I don't know. I'm gonna look up some
You're gonna
stuff.
Look up some ideas? Okay, yeah. I feel you. See, I don't know if I should just go with, like, with a classic... sort of pumpkin vibe or like
oh, yeah.
make it really unique like I would try to as a kid. Yeah, but when we went to the pumpkin patch, it was a nice vibe. Everyone there was friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to a pumpkin patch before.
Which I thought was crazy because we used to always go to them with my family and stuff.
I've never been to one.
Like both sides of my family and you never, I felt happy.
If I have been to one, there's no chance I remember. It must have been when I was like two or less because I don't remember. But this was definitely the first time that I have any memory of, so.
That's good.
Yeah. So I've, she's looking at pumpkin pictures and there's one of Donald Trump on a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a goofy fellow.
He looks like a pumpkin.
He does. He's orange. He's an orange boy. Anyway, not political or anything, but he's just a funny looking dude. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So I've never been to a pumpkin patch before, so I didn't really know what to expect, but they had a bunch of cool stuff. They had a corn maze that wasn't really that scary.
Yeah. We thought people are going to be in the corn, you know, like typical corn maze, you know, pretty scary, pretty spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like nothing.
Yeah, there was no one in there. It was just stuff set up. I was like, they're not going to spend the time to just chill out in here if they don't even know that people are going to come.
Yeah. Especially since they're like holding it all day, you know.
Exactly. I forgot. They had that, and then they had an actual pumpkin patch. Like, they had picked pumpkins, and then they had, like, unpicked pumpkins.
So we, like,
so that was really cool.
Yeah, we went to, like, the actual fields and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, took some pictures. And then we went on a hayride, which was...
I like the hayride.
Yeah, that was nice. It was extremely bumpy. I thought
that
was
fun.
Gonna, like, fly off or something. I don't even know.
That's... I thought it would be lit.
It was pretty fun. The girl was, like, driving a tractor. And
on her
phone? She was just, like, texting or something. And then
but I was like, I don't care.
At one point, she was, like, on the on a phone call. Like, she was on it when we got done and just,
dude,
like,
she almost hit a tree, though.
Yeah, I know.
There was, like, a part
she
where
to, like,
I really...
swerve.
Yeah, she, like, swerved the track. She's like, ooh, and then
she sped. She's like, she was on her phone.
I was like, oh, my God, dude. She, like, I thought that tree was done for.
Done-do.
It was pretty great, though.
That's so funny.
I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was really fun. I feel like Dwight Schrute kind of hyped up the hayrides. Yeah. So, then they had, like, a big jumpy pillowy thing.
It's kind of like a trampoline. I don't know. It was like a big inflatable. It was like attached to the ground, and you jump on it. It was pretty fun.
What was that? I think that's where my sore throat started.
What?
It was just all like the cold air going in my like face and like in my lungs. People's feet were on there all the time. I probably got pink eye in my throat.
You did do a couple flips.
I did do a flip or two. I did some slides,
mm-hmm.
although they weren't very impressive.
He was in jeans. You don't slide in jeans.
Yeah. Tell that to every rock band
ever. Are you a rock star?
Maybe. If I want to be. Yeah. So, that was cool. They had a corn, like... play area,
like
a sandbox.
Instead of a sandbox, it was, like, full of the kernel, like, corn kernels.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Jocelyn thought it was super lame.
That's just because, one, it wasn't that big.
It did look bigger in the pictures.
Uh-huh, and there was a lot of kids in there, and I didn't really want to go in there and be like, hey guys, I'm just gonna play with the corn with you guys.
I feel that. They had cool things to, like, put your heads in, like, if you have the families and stuff, like, little spooky characters.
Like cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, those are really cool. Although they were wood.
Yeah.
They were, like, quality. They were high-quality cutouts.
They definitely all did them all themselves.
Oh, yeah, but I like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they weren't all just, like, store-bought stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They
had a pumpkin cannon.
That was the coolest thing!
So, like, she, like, put the pumpkin in, and then let, like, the... air or whatever
it was
go
so
to
lit.
It and then they shot it at like a broken down
I
bus.
Will show the slow-mo video on the YouTube version, so if you're on Spotify, check out the YouTube version. I will show the slow-mo pumpkin cannon, the pumpkinator, dun dun dun.
Oh my gosh,
the pumpkinator is the thing from Timmy Turner or Fairy, what was it called? Fairy Odd Parents. That's a cool episode. We still have to watch that episode for our month of spookiness. But that's a great episode. Anyone that's seen that episode knows that that's like one of the best Halloween specials. So is the SpongeBob one. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Yeah, this lady put... she did three shots. She put the pumpkin in the thing. And then it just went... you know, it just like... exploded
shot
out.
Shot it at this huge bus.
Yeah, it was lit.
This bus was like destroyed, man.
Oh yeah, it was so cool. It was rad.
It would have been cool if we could like shoot it ourselves.
Yeah, but
like
looked...
she said that like people like you fly back.
Yeah,
it's like shooting a gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a literal cannon. So like...
yeah, and she said it hurts sometimes. So
yeah. But, I mean, you could set up a triggering mechanism and, like, stand far away.
Yeah.
But, whatever. Yeah. And then they also had, like, a haunted house. I was only going to go if Jocelyn went, because she was calling me a pansy. But she didn't even go, so, like...
I don't do any of that stuff. You know
so, like,
that.
Although, I kind of want to be a scarer for our haunted house. I think it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. That our college is...
just to see people's reactions and stuff,
holding.
But... yeah, I think that'd be rad.
He wants to be a scare actor.
Let's see, what else did they had a pony.
Mm-hmm.
They had little goats. I got some pictures of the goats eating out of a pumpkin, which was really cute.
And on the hayride, we saw cows eating
out of pumpkins. Oh, yeah.
They just feed all their animals pumpkins.
It's pretty great. I tried a pumpkin spice latte for the first time this weekend.
And he loves it.
It was okay.
No, you were like,
it was
so good.
It was so much better than a regular mocha frap. What did I get? Mocha? I just got like a mocha.
Usually.
I'm not a basic Visco girl. I don't know what the coffee
is. You're the one getting pumpkin spice lattes.
Whoa. Slow your roll. I'm not getting this on the daily, even though I would if I could. But it's better. It's so much better. I don't even care what anyone says.
I don't like the spice taste.
It was way more spicy. It was much better the day after because I put it in the fridge to save it for the next morning. And it was much better after I let it sit in the fridge overnight because it was a lot less spicy. Not less spicy. But the pumpkin flavor was so good. It was like a pumpkin pie coffee and it was so yummy. I just I don't know. I loved it, so now I'll join the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care. I thought it was delicious. Yeah. So, that was my experience over the weekend.
Yeah.
What else was at the pumpkin bash? I feel like there's more stuff at the pumpkin bash that I'm not. There was a giant slide, which was really fun. Me and you only went down it once, but I mean,
he saw
it was such
the ducks go
was,
down the
that was
go
so
down
cool.
the slide. He was just walking by. I was looking to pick out my pumpkin,
uh-huh.
so I wasn't paying attention. And he said he saw two ducks go down the slide.
No, I swear to God, they did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just saying it.
I did see them walk away, so
yeah.
I don't know.
These two ducks went down the slide. I'm being for realsies. Yeah. Over the weekend, we did an escape room. And it was a very cool escape room.
We always go to escape rooms. We, love them.
Mm-hmm.
But, we made it out. And we've made it out of a couple of them.
I feel like we've made it out of more than we haven't.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't made it out of two, and we've made it out of four. Three, four, something.
We're
like
definitely
that.
Gonna go back again because we've been to this one twice now.
Yeah,
the one here, and we'll go back because
we
gave
beat
us.
This one, but we didn't even beat the one that was easier than this.
I know. Maybe
I was like, "What?"
Well, that was our first one ever.
Oh, that's true. At the same time, maybe it was because
the last one we did here was the first time I've ever even done an escape room.
I feel like I overthink a lot of stuff.
He does tend to do that
when we do
escape rooms.
So, I think that I'm better at some of the harder stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's so crazy, it might just work. I don't know if you can legally talk about solutions.
We probably shouldn't.
But I was touching a thing in the room, and Jocelyn said, oh, don't touch that. It's just it's just something that's in a room, that, it's something that's in every room ever. And I was like, I don't know.
He's like,
I feel
it might be
it,
a part of this.
I don't know.
This.
It feels kind of loosey-goosey.
Half an hour later, we're like, what the heck are we supposed to do? And then, so we asked for a clue, because you can get clues.
Yeah.
You get, three or whatever. We asked for a clue, and they say to use that.
And I was like, I knew it!
I was like, whatever.
I was like, I knew it. I was tugging at it, and he was like, please don't tug at it. Mm-hmm. He was like, it'll go easily. Please don't tug. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I knew it. I knew we had to do this thing.
I love escape rooms. I wish they weren't so expensive.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, it's $25?
Well, the one that we went to for Danessa's birthday, or was it Haley's birthday? It was Danessa's, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That one was $7 per person?
Yeah.
That one was
so
thrown together in an hour.
If you go there and you're like, oh my god, this is so fun, go to more, because some of them are so cool and
mm-hmm.
They involve so much. The past ones that we've been into, they don't have just one room. They have 3 to 4 to 5 rooms.
Yeah.
And it's
those ones are quality.
You have to unlock all those and then get out.
Yeah.
Which is
like the Mall of America insane. One.
Yeah, that one cool. had like one five rooms.
That one was dope.
Yeah. And for being in Mall of America, having like five.
I was like, how do they have? I was like, how do they have room for all this in this one room?
I know.
I was like, what?
No they must way. Have rented out so much space.
I guess.
Because that was not the only.
Yeah, I know.
Theme
I
was like, that Jesus. They had.
Yeah, they have like six. They had like six of those rooms.
Yeah. We have yet to try the one in our hometown, but I mean, I don't expect.
I'm sure it's close.
I don't
to
expect
the,
much. Yeah.
I'm sure it's close to the other poopy one, but yeah. Who knows?
I don't know.
Price is very close to quality.
Yeah.
When it comes to the escape rooms, but at the same time, it's like, it's pretty. It is kind of expensive, so like.
Mm-hmm, it can be expensive, but it's. I love it.
But we did get a 15% off coupon.
Yes, that's why we're going to go back. Because the one we have here, we just love it.
Yeah.
It's the one we've done two at. We're probably going to go do three because they give you coupons if you want to go back.
Exactly. I haven't even started coloring my pumpkin yet.
Oh, me either.
Because
I couldn't find a really cute idea.
I really don't know what to draw on this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? What was our checklist? I forgot. We had, like, a whole bunch of stuff we were going to talk about. Last week we kind of debated our two supervillain teams, our horror villain teams, and, although I believe I made some very good points out of the, Instagram poll that we put out.
The people have chosen.
You can follow us at barely_adults.
Yes, on Instagram.
But the results are in. And it has resulted that Team Scream Queens has won. Team Big Spook Energy? Was that my name?
Yes.
Big Spook Energy has been defeated by the polls.
Yes.
Of people who didn't even listen to the reasonings. But it's fine. I'll give you this one. You can have this one, Chief.
Wow, thanks.
You're welcome.
So I did win. Just gonna put that out there.
You won, but...
I won.
I don't know. You won.
I just wanna keep hearing you say that.
You won. But, I don't know. I think I did pretty good at saying my reasonings. So...
We're also going to talk about, like, what we were scared of as kids.
Yes.
Or, like, what we're scared of now, because...
Yes. I have some very... Fears don't leave.
That's...
Most of the time.
Unless something happens to you and you, like, overcome it yourself.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
Like puberty.
No, it's not what I meant.
It's scary at first, but once you're done, you're like, piece of cake. Yep. I think I might go scary with my pumpkin. I might do a little scary face.
Yeah.
Kind of angry with sharp teeth and everything. So, what were you scared of as a kid?
As a kid?
And why were you scared of that? Do you think?
I don't know.
Just name something you were scared of. I'll help you through this. We can have therapy couch time.
I don't know. Monsters under my bed.
Really? Like, legit?
Legit scared.
Like,
legit,
classic underneath your bed.
Legit, I sometimes had to sleep with my light on.
Did you hear, like, other kids talking about monsters or, like, see it in movies, and you're like, that's real?
Yeah, mainly.
Why is it underneath the bed?
Because there's that space, and sometimes I'd, like, sleep with my hand... Like,
okay, that's real though.
Yeah, see?
And I'd be like, no, I have to be on the bed.
Yeah,
if I'm on the bed, then they can't get me.
And it's not comfy. It sucks.
I've so felt that before.
Yeah.
Except like, my blanket would come off my feet sometimes, and I'd be like, oh no, get in there. And I'd be like, if I'm in the blanket, then I'm safe. It's like a shield, you know. I don't know. I wasn't really scared of like. Monsters under my bed.
Yeah.
I was more scared of like monsters outside of my windows.
I was scared of like ghosts and stuff.
Ghosts.
Like
I don't know if I was scared of ghosts.
like my the house we used to live in.
Yeah.
Well, a long time ago, my brother used to live with us. Like, he's out of state now, but he used to live with us in that house, and he like, I don't know the story as much as like my sisters and my brother do. Mm-hmm. But like, he woke up or something, and there was like an old lady or like an old man, I don't remember exactly, like standing in his room, like staring at him or something, or like sitting on his bed or something, and he just started like bawling. And my brother is a pretty serious dude. Like, he does not, I don't know, he doesn't make up stuff, he's not joking about stuff, he's pretty serious. And so I did not like that house because...
Did you think it was haunted from then on?
Oh, yeah, we all did. After we moved out of that house, like... after he moved out, like, moved out of state, I slept in the room that was next to where his room was.
That's insane.
Pretty rough, I'll say that.
Yeah, I've never really had, like...
My brother also doesn't cry. So...
I've had ghost stories before, which I've told on the podcast, but, like, I don't think I was scared. I wouldn't say that, like, it was a fear of mine.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's something scary, but it just wasn't, like, it wasn't something that, like, would haunt me in my dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like Chucky, that guy is a freaky little one. That dude used to scare the heck out of me. And now I see that the movies are more of a comedy than anything.
Yeah.
I guess the later ones, the first ones aren't really... The first couple aren't really, like, comedy. But once you get to, like, Bride of Chucky and Seed of Chucky, it's just, like, all-out comedy for the most part. Yeah. And, like, I would have... Okay, this is gonna sound really weird... But this is a real dream that I've had before.
All right, let's
I don't know if it really counts as a nightmare. It's like half nightmare, half like just regular dream.
Okay.
It starts off with me as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I'm in this giant hallway. Like the hall, like I feel so small compared to the rest of the hallway. I'm about like the size of like... I'm like the size of a iPhone charger box.
Wow.
That's very specific.
That's very specific.
Anyway, I'm really small. And the hallway is massive. There's a big red carpet. And for some reason, I need to get to the door. Okay. That's on the other side of the hallway. And it's like a million miles away.
Mm-hmm.
But I can still see it. And if I know if I get there, then I'll be okay. But there's a problem.
What?
Chucky's chasing me.
Oh, of course.
And he's huge. He's, like, normal size, but I'm small as heck, so he's massive. So, he's throwing knives at me.
Oh, gosh.
He's chucking knives. He's got, like, forks and stuff, and he's got that evil grin, and he's chasing, he's stomping down the hallway. And that was usually the part where I would either wake up or stay asleep and something cool would happen. If I woke up, I would be sweating and I would be frightened. But if I manage to stay asleep, I'm not joshing you. My grandma, Karen, would come down from like out of nowhere from the ceiling. She would jump down. She was about the same size as Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
And she would pull karate on him.
Oh my God.
My grandma would karate Chucky to death. And I would be in the back like, woo, go Karen. And I don't even know why. I don't even know why her, for one, and why, like, karate.
I don't know.
It was so weird. She was, like, flying across, like, the room and everything, and I was like, what is happening right now?
That's kind of...
It was insane.
Especially, like, Karen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. She's, like, the nicest lady ever. But, I don't know. It's real. But everyone in my family knows that I was scared of freaking Pennywise as a kid. Because, like, I mean, have you seen the guy? He's very scary. He looks like he wants to touch you in naughty places.
Oh my God.
He's very, very creepy looking. Just as, like, a dude. Like, even without the makeup, he's already scary. Yeah. But with the makeup, he's even more scary. And with that big red clown nose, dude, I just want to punch it. I just want to punch him in the face. Okay. In the movie, my like, dad and, like, my brother used to watch it all the time. And he used to freak me out because, like, there's the first scene of the movie is a little girl. And I guess it's technically not a movie, but whatever. It's, like, a little girl, and she's, like, riding her tricycle by her house or something. And she pulls up to her house, and she looks in the laundry, like, floating in the wind.
Yeah.
And it's all white laundry. And then out of nowhere, Pennywise is there. And he, like, starts waving at her. And then he just, like, flashes, and he's gone. And then he goes back to her, and she's like, what the heck? And then it flashes back to the laundry. It brushes, it waves in the wind. And then you see his face, and he's just, like, staring at her, like, ready to eat her. And then it, like, waves away, and then he's gone, and then it, like, zooms in on the girl's face, like, screaming like it's a Goosebumps episode. And that part used to freak me out. Just because, like, if you saw his face, it's so creepy.
Yeah.
And that would just, like, that just, like, stuck with me. And, dude, I swear to you, Pennywise was in, like, 98% of my nightmares.
That's rough.
I know.
And now you're, like,
yeah.
Watching his movies. No big deal.
Not even scary. It's like, whatever. But yeah, that was no bueno. Like, I just, like, I don't even want to think about it anymore.
All right.
That gives me the creeps. But I want to look up a picture to show you.
Like, the old?
Yeah. Anything else you were scared of as a kid?
Not as a kid, but now.
Yeah, what scares you now besides death?
Slenderman?
Oh, yeah, you've told me that before.
Freaks me. He's disgusting. He's literally, like, where'd your face go, dude? Where mm-hmm. are your kneecaps? I don't even know.
Where are your kneecaps?
Yeah, he's literally, he's disgusting.
This is what it looked like. That's creepy, right?
That's creepy.
That's super scary. Look at that face. It was there for, like, a flash, too.
Ew.
It was like, and I'm like, oh my God. So, like, when Slenderman, like, controversy was coming up, like, people getting killed because of the game, and, like, claiming it was because of the game.
Yeah.
Did that, like, freak you out?
I didn't think it was very true, though. I mean, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It just didn't seem very reasonable, but...
I remember I went to religion school when, like, that Slenderman killing was, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... We like, spent a whole day in the religion class talking about, like, what sins could have gone into it.
Oh, my God.
And, like, why, like, somebody would do that. And, like, is media too violent and stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, you guys are high. It's not that the game that's, like, creepy that caused these kids to go out and kill this girl. It's not the game's fault.
Mm.
It's the fact that these girls were, like, insane. And, like, although they might not, like, medically be insane, you're insane if you kill someone. I don't even care. Unless it's, like, self-defense or something.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. But, like, yeah. It was super weird. I was like, why are we talking about this right now? I was like, shouldn't we, like, be learning about God and stuff?
I'm also scared of, owls.
Oh, that's true. I know about that one.
Don't like them. I really don't. They really freak me out.
I think, you know what the problem I think is? You've never seen that owl movie that I've talked about before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's, like, called Guardians, Owls of... something. I don't know how to pronounce it. It starts with a G. But, like, it's the most beautiful owl movie forever. It's like an animated kids movie, although it's kind of serious low-key. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, death and stuff in it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's not graphic or anything, but, like, because it's for kids, but, like, I don't know. It's very... that's a good question. I think, like, there's, like, an evil owl that was, like, I think he was, like, betrayed or something. This is very me just, like, remembering from, like, the last time I saw the movie, which was when I was a
kid.
Probably
a million
years ago. Yeah. And
oh, that pumpkin's really cute.
Thank you. and, what even happened? I think an owl went evil mode for some reason. And he has, like, a moon eye or something, which just means that his eye is blank.
Their eyes are just...
Like, yeah, like, he just has a white eye. He just has, like, a white eye. He's evil, though. That's how you know he's evil, when, like, they have an evil eye. And, like, the owls are, like, threatened by him. Like, he's gonna, like, destroy their city, like, their owl city or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to, like... defend against him or something. It's very... I really don't remember this movie. I just remember it being super dope. Like, look at that. This owl has, like, armor on its head. That's dope.
I don't think that's dope.
Oh, look how cute that owl is, though. I'm showing her pictures of the movie. That's cute.
That's
cute. Look at that one. What?
That's freaky. Look at him.
Oh, this is dope, though. Look at them with their armor. I don't know. I think we should watch it because I think you'd enjoy it. This is the evil guy. See that? See his messed up eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know he's the bad guy.
That's how I feel like they all look
like. This is like the scene that was like in 3D and all the water and all the water was like splashing everywhere. That was so beautiful.
Yeah,
it's such like a well like
in theaters.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, is it a book series? It's a book series. Oh, what's that one book series with the cats? That, like, every girl would read? In, like, middle school? It was, like, Warriors or something like that. You know those books?
I don't.
Oh, I swear it's called Warriors.
Like,
I don't know. It was, like... I don't know. It was about, like, cats. Yeah, these books. There's 1,000 of these things.
Oh, yeah.
There's literally 1,000,000 of these books. I'm not even joking.
I feel like... No, I'm not gonna say.
What?
I was gonna call out someone for, like, reading them.
Dang. There's so many of those. I know somebody who definitely read them.
Mm-hmm.
I won't call them out, but, like...
That's what I just...
Well, these could be different people, you don't know. Look at all these books! This is a picture of all the books!
That's a lot
That's
of
so
books.
Many books! Hold on, let me see this. I gotta do some math here for a second.
Make sure they're all different.
That's 10... No, they're all different, I can tell. That's 10 in a row. Wait, maybe they're the same book. Or maybe they're, like, the same... Nope, these are different books. Okay. So that's 10 in a row, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There is 78
as of
right now.
Oh my God. Right now?
78 of the same series. How much... This person's just pulling story out of her butthole
at
this
point.
Yeah,
maybe, like, instead of making a bunch of different books... They make them all the same series, just make them cats.
They are such, like... The books are so, like... The title you would think they have.
Yeah,
it's like, well, Warriors is, like, the series, but the title is, like, Into the Wild. Fire and Ice.
Dang.
Rising Storm. The First Battle. Like, they're so, like...
names of cats.
No, the cat... I know that the cat's names are, like... Snow... And, like, Shadow. And, like, super edgy stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always thought the cats were just, like... I thought it was just on the cover for some reason.
Yeah.
It sounded really dope. until I realized that the main characters of the book are cats.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
but I mean, I feel like it's probably not that different. Like, they just happen to be cats.
And you remember that one?
Talk about doing
You remember that one story that my cousin was telling us about?
Yes.
That book thing?
That's what I thought you were talking about at first.
No, cat. What was it called? Like, permaids?
Oh, yes.
It was like mermaids, but they're half cats.
They're like little children's books.
That's
I was
amazing.
Like, this is amazing.
That was amazing.
Yes, it was.
She was, like, describing it so, like,
she's
professionally.
She was so into
it. She was so into it, and I loved it. It was hilarious.
When was this?
Thanksgiving, I think.
No, it was like Easter.
Oh, was it?
I don't know.
But, oh yeah, we wouldn't have been dating. Well, we would have been dating for like a couple weeks, maybe. If it was last Thanksgiving. I think it was Easter.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was the best.
That was so funny.
She was like describing it. She was so
she's so genuine. And she's like,
about how
I have like 50 of these.
I know. And then she went upstairs and got all of them. She's like, look at all.
We were like pretty seriously talking about like, hey, can you like recommend these to me? Because I'm gonna go find them at the library.
I was genuinely.
He was like
I genuinely.
I'm
kind
gonna
of
start
wanted.
Reading these.
I was
like,
genuinely interested. She was hyping it up a lot. She was very hyping it up.
And we were, like asking her, like, what their powers were. And
yeah, they all had, like, different powers and stuff. It was very cool. I recommend. It was
pretty funny.
What was your favorite movie that we watched this week? If you can remember all of
them.
Yeah.
Halloween Town.
Halloween Town? You've never seen Halloween Town
before.
Not
fully, no.
Which I couldn't believe. Can you believe that, guys? Jocelyn never saw Halloween Town as a kid. And that blew my mind because every Halloween, it was like a tradition for Disney.
It was a tradition for us to go to the pumpkin patch.
Well, Disney hyped up Halloween Town so much. On like every commercial would be like,
where'd you get your pumpkins from? The store?
Yeah, like Walmart.
What? You went to Walmart to get your pumpkins?
Who cares? Well, now I realize that it's definitely more fun to go to the pumpkin patch. But, well, okay, so the picking the pumpkin wasn't much of, like, the big deal. It was the carving of the pumpkin that was more of, like,
yeah.
A thing to us.
We did that, too.
Yeah.
We mainly went to the pumpkin patch when, like, we were younger and stuff. Mm-hmm. And all my cousins could go. My grandma and stuff.
Yeah. So Halloween Town was your favorite.
I liked it.
And let everyone know that that's compared to Casper.
I fell asleep.
But you did. Granted, you did fall asleep. But tonight we're watching Zombieland.
Mm-hmm.
Because tomorrow
Zombieland 2 comes out.
And then we're
going to
do a movie review.
Did you book the tickets for
Not yet.
What?
They won't run out.
Come on, just
if they didn't run out, if they didn't run out for Joker, I doubt that they'll run out for Zombieland.
Right now,
I will. Don't worry. Yeah, so that's gonna be lit. It's gonna be hype. Hopefully my car works.
You haven't driven it in a little bit.
I drove it yesterday. Oh, I didn't drive it yesterday.
No.
We should go out there sometime.
Today.
Yeah.
What time is it?
We got time. We can go walk out there and start it, drive it around a little bit around the parking lot.
His car's been having a lot of, like, problems. And
yeah. I just want my poor baby to be okay.
I'm right here.
You know what I'm talking about.
He doesn't even call me that. It's okay. That's too cheesy.
What is our movies for the next week? Because I know we didn't talk about last week. Last week, we didn't talk about this past week's movies. And honestly, I can't even remember all of them that we watched.
I can look.
Because we kind of went off the schedule a little bit.
Yeah, because a lot of them, like, were on Netflix. Or they took them off Netflix.
Yeah.
So we couldn't find them. So we had to resort to looking at other movies. But, like, we found a lot of good ones.
We watched... What did we watch? We watched Wallace and Gromit.
We watch Hotel Transylvania, Monster House, Nightmare Before Christmas. Charlie's Halloween thing. Wasn't that a... That was Wee Bear Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
We watched Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. The Halloween episode. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We also watched Curious George. That one was so freaking cool. Yeah.
So for this next week, tonight is Zombieland. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is Zombieland 2. And if you want to, I have it booked as Scooby-Doo 2.
Okay.
If you also want to watch that, but I don't know. Friday is The Office Halloween. Saturday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Saturday is Treehouse of...
Which Halloween? Because there's like... We can watch all of them.
Yeah. I have The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. Sunday is... SpongeBob Halloween. Monday is Hocus Pocus. And Tuesday... Ooh, I have it as Hotel Transylvania, but we watched that.
We already watched that.
So maybe we'll watch Monster Squad since we didn't watch that. And you don't even know how lit
Monster Squad is. I don't even know what that is, I swear.
It's a bunch of kids.
They're a squad. The monsters?
Monsters. Like, the base monsters. Dracula. Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
The Mummy. The Wolfman, mm-hmm. I think, isn't it? Yeah. And the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Gotcha.
They all come back to life. Ooh. And they're going to wreak havoc on the city.
Okay.
But we can't let that happen. So what we do?
Build a squad.
We build a squad.
So wait, the squad isn't of monsters?
I guess you could see it as the monsters. But the Monster Squad is the kids going to kill the monsters.
God.
It's like it's kind of like the Ghostbusters, but for kids.
Okay.
But they're not as nerdy as the Ghostbusters.
Sure.
Wait, isn't Ghostbusters playing on Friday?
Oh yeah.
All right, so
playing here.
We'll shift it around a little bit, and then next week. That's when we get spooky.
Yeah, because we're kind of just doing, like, I don't know, little Halloween things, you know? Like, oh, this is cute. Like, that's
But that's when we get spooky, spooky.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, it's going to get lit.
It's going to get lit.
You are going to watch both Halloweens for the first time. And by the end of it, you will be
no,
so
No, you talk about how scary those are.
No, I saw... How many times did I go see Halloween when it was in theaters?
I don't know.
Literally, I saw it like 9 times. Because I would go after work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you would work late.
Yeah.
So I would just go to the movie.
Yeah.
And then come get you after. Yeah. So that's going to be lit. But, for now, you know, I mean, do you have anything else you want to say? We're at about 40-some minutes right now.
What are some things you're scared of?
I mean, mainly it was just Pennywise and, like, Chucky.
But, like, now?
I'm scared of...
Me when I pop around the corner?
Yeah. Let's see. I'm more scared of, like, real stuff.
Yeah.
Than, like fictional stuff. Like, I'm scared of, like...
Like, owls are real.
Yeah. I'm scared of, like hackers.
Yeah.
Or, like, losing all my money in my bank account.
Yeah, he's very scared of that, I'll say that.
Or, like, I'm scared
very
of, like,
cautious.
I don't even know what else to say. I'm scared of, like family members dying and stuff like that. Because I've never been through something like that.
What?
And I don't want to go through that, so, like, it freaks me out. Because everyone else, when people in their family dies, like, people that are close to them,
mm-hmm.
they get all sad.
Well,
and
yeah.
And I, like, can't talk to them, and they get, like, I don't know. And I don't want to be like that. Like, I don't want to go through that. Like, I kind of had to go through that with, like, Jinx.
Mm-hmm.
I was sad that when she had to leave. She didn't die, but I mean, she, like, I don't take care of her anymore, so.
Because we had to go off to college.
And yeah, and I imagine it's like that, but even worse. So, yeah. I'm scared of, like, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of, like, having to. I'm scared of having to go to war.
You're not going
to. That's what people in the 30s thought.
Oh my gosh.
And then the 40s came and they were like, you're at it. You're out. Get out there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff I'm more scared of. I'm scared of, like, I don't know, maybe like, doing time for something that you didn't do.
Are you gonna get busted?
Like a heist or something? I don't know. Or like, how it always happens in the movies, like, somebody else dies, and then, like, you just happen to be standing there with a knife in your hand, you know?
You think that's gonna happen to you?
Hey, I don't think Pennywise is gonna pop up anywhere, but I'm still scared. I mean, what do you expect? That's a really cute pumpkin.
Thank you.
I think our pumpkins are really cute.
Should I add eyebrows?
Nah, I think it's cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Maybe like three lines on each of its cheeks so it looks like it's blushing.
What do you mean?
Like they do with like anime characters.
But like, how should I put the lines?
Hold on, I'll show you. Three lines. Blah. It's hard to describe. I'll show you. Oh, that's not what I mean. Oh.
So basically makeup palettes just showed up on his...
Yeah.
His screen, but that's his fault, so.
Talk about something. I'm trying to, like...
I don't know what search. To talk about. Are you gonna draw this pumpkin? Or this one? Or this one? Or this one?
I honestly don't know.
I feel like you should have just like one little cute one. I got my two little cute ones.
I legit can't find an example of like the three lines. It's like, oh, this is. Is this an example? Kind of like that, but it's like.
I feel lines. Like mine would not turn out like that.
Yeah, you're. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. But, yeah.
Are we going to take pictures of these?
Yeah, I can share them on there. Okay. I'll show you guys on the YouTube version on what our pumpkins look like that we drew on.
Yeah.
Other than that, do you have anything else you want to say?
I don't think so. Like, follow us on our social media.
Yeah. We're at Barely Adults on Instagram. That's where we usually try to keep up to date. That's where we do polls and stuff. That's where you can leave suggestions. That's a public account, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can message us stuff.
Message us. We like to post, like, the little Instagram question things, you know.
Yeah.
Asking for suggestions.
Suggestions.
We get a lot of cute ones, but, like, we could always use more.
Preview on next week's podcast.
Yes.
Is Davy Jones' locker real?
Oh my.
Find out next week. I'm going to be honest, I don't know if that's the actual topic. I was just trying to be funny.
Wow.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. I won't scare you this week because my voice is out and I don't want to yell.
Boom. So,
oh! Joslyn got you. Oh my God.
I didn't even get him.
Plot twist. I bet you guys didn't even expect that. Oh my gosh, we got you. All right, we'll see you next week. We need to leave.